This is Steve Robbins, host of the Get It Done Guys Quick and Dirty Tips to Work Less and Do More. I'm here today interviewing Keith Ferrazzi between two stops on his whirlwind 18-city tour promoting his new book, Who's Got Your Back? You can find the Get It Done Guy at getitdone.quickanddirtytips.com, and you can find Keith Ferrazzi at keithferrazzi, two R's, two Z's, .com. On with the interview. All right, we are rolling. Hey, welcome, Keith.
Steve, thanks a lot for having me today. Great to talk to you again.
My pleasure. Tell me something, especially for those of my listeners who don't know you or aren't familiar with you. Can you give me a little recap of who you are, what you stand for, and I know you're on your second book, maybe a little bit about the first book, just so people have a context for going into the discussion.
Absolutely. The whole focus of all of our research and work is relationships, and the relationships really are the fundamental definition of our success. Not only, and I don't mean that esoterically in terms of the joy of our life is through relationships, although that's true, but everything you want to achieve, every job you want to get, someone's going to give it to you. Every raise you want to get, someone's going to conspire, or a group of people will do so. And if you're selling something, there's someone's got to buy it. And as you're leading a group of people, there's a group of people that have to follow you. So relationships, skills, and management is probably one of the most overlooked but a critical success factors in business. And that's our focus. Never Eat Alone, focused on building the broad set of relationships, the network that's critical for your success and really critical to make the opportunities arise and appear in front of you. And we focus very much on that in terms of making those kind of relationships not artificial or transactional, but authentic and real, and in fact, generous. But this book, Who's Got Your Back, focuses on the critical importance of a deep, select few relationships. Could be two, could be three relationships in your life. A deep, select few relationships that are disproportionately critical and important to the transformation of your life and the achievement of your goals. Who are the two or three people that tell you the truth, really tell you the truth, whether you want to hear it? Who are the people who pick you up off the ground when you need it, but also don't let you get back down there? Who are the people who kick you in the butt sometimes and tell you what you need to do to be successful, and maybe they kick you in the butt and then tell you what you're failing to do that you said you were going to do? Who are those lifeline relationships in your life? And ultimately, Who's Got Your Back creates a program that is proven, and I can talk a little bit about the proven, and age old, and I can talk a little bit about that. But it's a system which guarantees that a few people can come into your life and be that transformative in your life, and we call those lifeline groups.
You say these are the deep, these are the select few who play that role. Do you mean these are the people who are already somewhere in my life who play that role for me today, or find them?
Not necessarily. In fact, we find is when I start defining what a lifeline relationship needs to be, and when we start going out, one of the chapters of the book talk about a long, slow dinner, meaning really a sit-down conversation with somebody to determine whether or not this person is going to be one of those lifeline relationships for you. What we often find, sad and shocking, as it may be, is that the people in our lives today may not be that. And either those relationships need to be converted to be that. Realize that over 50% of married people say that no one has their back, including their spouse. And I think that's sinful and needs to be worked on for all of us. It may be in spousal relationships that are falling short of being real partnerships. But on the other hand, I'm also talking about friends who are, you know, they're fair weather. They may not really want to put the energy into helping us be successful. They may not want to spend the time or risk the relationship by being candid, because some people just don't want to be candid. They don't want to tell us the truth. They want to tell us what they think we want to hear.
Interesting. Now, I actually want to go deeper into this, but first I want to ask, what led you to write this book from the previous one? Wouldn't Never Eat Alone have covered you need to have some close relationships in your life?
Well, we all grow in our own lives, and I found in my own life that I had an extraordinary network, and it was an extraordinary network that was probably deeper than most networks, and I redefined network in that regard. But I also found that when I wrote that book, for lots of good reasons, I mean, I'm a poor kid from Pittsburgh, and I was scared of not being able to capitalize effectively on the success of the book. It was a New York Times bestseller, and I scrambled to try to achieve all the success I possibly could with that great opportunity and I did it very inelegantly. I did it inelegantly from the perspective of I didn't build the kind of solid organization I needed to build. I didn't have the kind of support that I needed, and I was trying to do too many things in too short a period of time, and I'm doing nothing well. And it wasn't until a friend of mine threw me one of those lifelines, and frankly, it came in the form of a 2x4 along the side of my head, and he told me that he saw this happening, but yet he still cared for me and respected me. He just wanted me to be more successful, and it was wonderful because I felt like I was drowning in the deep end of the pool, and nobody was paying attention because I wasn't telling anybody. Well, somebody coming along and saying, I see you, and you need help. Here's the lifeline, and by the way, still love you, still respect you. That was powerful, and I started bringing more of those relationships into my life. I started researching and finding that this isn't new, that this discovery of mine, this brilliant discovery, wasn't that new and wasn't that much of a discovery. It's what Weight Watchers was founded on when Gene Nitich decided to start meeting in a living room with a bunch of ladies who were trying to lose weight and found that that was easier than trying to do it herself. It's the same thing that the AA program is founded on in terms of a group of people showing up, holding each other accountable for really massive life transformations. Sometimes this book has been called 12 Steps for the Rest of Us. And then there's, the old research. And I could go on and on and on, the book does, telling stories about people who have really found their transformations with and through those two deep relationships. But trust me, I have them for myself.
Tell me a little bit about the difference between a lifeline relationship and, say, a spousal relationship or a friendship. You kind of mentioned a couple of things, but what's the difference? Why would not my spouse be sufficient?
Lifeline relationships are defined as relationships that have four core mindsets. Vulnerability, the willingness and capability of being vulnerable, and everything is two-way in this that I'm saying. Generosity, real commitment not to let each other fail. That's two. Three, candor. Truth-telling, feedback, real candor, even when we didn't ask for it, and sometimes even when we don't want to hear it. And then finally, accountability, the wherewithal and the importance of saying to somebody, I am going to hold you accountable for what you've said you're going to do, and I'm not going to let up. I'm going to hold your feet to the fire. A lot of friendships don't have those four attributes.
How did your friend hold your feet to the fire?
Well, first of all, in a green light group, the idea of showing up with each other on a weekly basis, sparring, learning how to fight, talking about our goals, checking in just to see whether we did the things we said we were going to do. But from my perspective, a lot of it has to do with people who are around me all the time. Once I got a little more courage about this program, I brought it into my workplace, and I started sharing with people my goals, sharing with people some of the things that I did that I thought held me back from being successful. And then based on sharing all of that, I was able to let my folks know that they had permission to call me on behaviors when they see them happening.
That sounds like something you could do easily with someone who is close to you physically, like people who work with you every day. But yep. Is that one of the people who originally hit you with the 2x4?
No, it wasn't somebody that worked with me physically. It was a friend to start with who I would just basically meet with and check in with on about a weekly basis. So there are all different forms and fashions on how to make this work, and we've actually outlined a whole bunch of the different ones in the book. But there's as many colors as you'd like to make it work.
Okay. You mentioned the art of the long, slow dinner. And when I read that, I thought, 12 courses, pairings with wine. But I'm assuming something happens at the dinner other than just eating.
The long, slow dinner is what you need to do when you reach out to somebody at the beginning and really test to see whether or not this relationship is going to be one that can sustain real candor, real accountability, real generosity, and real vulnerability. And that long, slow dinner is a dance. It's a process. It's an art, which some people do beautifully and naturally, and others people do not.
So this is really the dinner where you bring someone into your network as opposed to being the dinner where you're meeting with them regularly.
Right. This is exactly, not into your network, into your lifeline.
Into your lifeline.
Because they may already be in your network. You're testing to see whether this is a relationship that is worthy of pursuing at that level of depth, in that level of detail, with that amount of time.
Can you tell us something about what it is we should be listening for over such a dinner? How would I be able to tell?
Sure. I said, well, let's go through each of the mindsets. And then perhaps we can talk a little bit about the tour and a few other things. And somehow some people can really learn more information. First of all, KeithFrazee.com is a great place for them to go and gather a lot more information in the very short term about how do you actually do this. You can download a free starter kit online. We're doing an 18-city book tour where they can register online at KeithFrazee.com/events. But if we're having a long, slow dinner, first thing I might do is say, hey, you know, do you want to sit down and talk about where we're going, you know, what we're trying to achieve in life? And that sheer act of reaching out is an act of vulnerability. See how much people are willing to let their guard down and tell you what's going on well and not well in their life. Ask them whether or not they had any observations of some of the things that I may do that hold me back from being successful. See how candid they are. See if they're interested in candor for themselves. You know, you end the thing, and the whole thing's kind of an act of generosity and vulnerability, but then you end the thing and say, maybe in a week from now, let's get together and let's do this again. And let's see if they respond. And if they do they follow up? That's a good test for whether they'll be there for you and accountability.
Now, if I wanted to do this as a regular program, I mean, I've got the book and I'd like some accountability myself and some help getting through it, because if I don't already have a lifeline group, I may not be doing the right things to create one. Do you have any...
You know, it varies. I mean, the book itself is really a roadmap, which is phenomenal. But the other thing, and we've got a lot of free online tools. We also have created a community called greenlightcommunity.com, where people can go and get a lot of this information from their peers online, which is really phenomenal. It's based on a Ning-based platform today. But ultimately, I think one of the things that I get excited about is something we've just started, which is something called a Relationship Masters Academy. It's $10,000, but it's a one-year academy. And the promise is that the transformation that will happen in your life will be significant. The relationships, the 200 most important relationships of your life, will be deeper and stronger. And with that, I want to make sure that everybody knows that there is a place you can go to really hold your hand, peer-to-peer coaching, a great model to transform your life.
And that's something where it's going to be, is that someplace where I potentially could meet people who could be part of my lifeline, or is that someplace?
Exactly. We actually organize lifeline groups within that group. Hey, Stever, I apologize. I know that I really love to spend some more time with you and your folks. I am literally in between two cities, and they're calling my last boarding call, so I've got to get onto the plane. Is there any other wrap-up questions that you might want to ask?
I should send people then to KeithFrazee.com for information about the book, KeithFrazee.com/events for information about the free events that you're holding in 18 different cities over the book tour, and greenlightcommunity.com.
And I will see you in Boston.
All right. See you here. Take care.
Take care, Stever. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this interview with Keith Ferrazzi, author of Never Eat Alone and Who's Got Your Back. You can find Keith on the web at KeithFrazee.com. That's KeithFrazee.com. And you can find me, Stever Robbins, host of the Get It Done Guy podcast, at SteverRobbins.com. Thanks for joining us.